Julian Edelman, wide receiver, and is it fair to say now third-string quarterback of the New England Patriots? Is that on your player card yet or no?
I don't even know. I think we got another guy from San Francisco.
Practice squatter, yeah.
Hey, so you never know.
But in a pinch, should it come to it? You ready to go? You got the arm loose?
Definitely not.
No?
Definitely not.
Well, all he'd do is he'd be wildcat. He'd be catching it, you know, maybe a little option, right, Julian? You can bust that out still, right?
You think about that stuff from time to time, but, you know, right now we're just worried about Miami. We're not thinking about a third-string quarterback.
Okay, so if we did the Jamarcus Russell thing and we put you down on your knees on the goal line, it couldn't go 70 yards like him? Is that what you're saying now?
Without a doubt, I could not.
Okay, all right.
70 yards.
Well, what we were talking about with Christian there, you are now in game week mode, game prep mode. Is it sort of a slap in the face reality check? Oh, yeah, this is really upon us now that we're game planning for another team. Or had you started to do that a little bit going into preseason game number three?
No, it's a sense of normality now. You go in and you have camp and you're over there and you're practicing all these fundamentals. You're practicing scheme, and you're just running plays. You're running through situations. Now you get to game plan and think about an opponent and, you know, look at their strengths, their weaknesses, how you're going to attack them, how they're going to attack you. So it's definitely normality now. You get back in this grind, and, you know, it's something, if you've been around, you know that feeling. I'm sure Christian can say, he knows about that. It's a lot different once you get to normal season.
Does anything change with Bill or Tom? I mean, obviously those two are sort of the leaders of this ship here. Are they any more serious regular season game week than they've been the last month and a half?
I mean, this is when it starts to count. So, you know, there is a little sense of urgency from everyone, not just coach, not just Tom. You get a sense of urgency from everyone, just like when you go from training camp the first 2 weeks to playing that first game, you get a little live bullet action. Then you go into your third preseason game, and it's kind of like there's a little more ante. And then you hit the regular season, and it's now it counts. So, you know, that's how it goes. And, you know, we got a tough opponent, a division opponent in Miami with, you know, a solid defense coming back, an offense that's, you know, explosive. Just a really good team right now, and you know, it's going to be a big battle for the first game.
You know, with preseason, you know, we don't spend a lot of time really breaking down the opponent. We're usually looking at the battles that are going on offense at certain positions for the Patriots. So now you're, like you said, you're watching game film and you're starting to dissect what they do, what you can take advantage of, based on what you guys played them twice last year and the film that you've watched. Are there any differences defensively that Miami is doing that, you know, it's like, okay, this is something we need to pay a little bit more attention to?
Well, you know, you're going to see them, and they're always going to be able to get to the pass quarterback or the quarterback because they got a really good pass rush. They brought in Finnegan to play their left corner right now, who's a feisty, instinctive vet player who's played a lot of games in this league. You got Grimes over there, who's one of the best in and out of cut guys, who can read quarterbacks. You got Jimmy Wilson playing at the safety. You got Delmas, a new addition, who's going to come down and he can hit you. He'll survey that middle of the field. And then they got the Davis kid who's coming in and playing as a third corner. I mean, they got a lot of different personnel groups. They got a bunch of guys that know how to play football. And, you know, if we're not on our P's and Q's, these guys are, they're going to expose us.
Julian Edelman with us here on 93.7 WEI's Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. You mentioned Finnegan. Wide receivers always love playing against him, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's just a renowned pain in the butt.
He's a competitor. And, you know, he's played a lot of games, like I've said. And, you know, he's been known to maybe, you know, get in there and compete to the full length of the play, but you know, we all do here. So,
but he can't touch you anymore. That's what we saw this preseason. He's not allowed to lay a single finger on you, right?
You know, we're gonna play the game the way it's being being called. You know, both teams have to deal with that, and I'm sure you know, if it's being called tight that day, everyone's got to make an adjustment. If it's being called a little loosely. you're going to make an adjustment to that too. So, you know, our coaches do a great job to making the situation in practice pretty hard and pretty comparable to games, tough game situations. So hopefully all that coaching and those drills and the practice will translate great to the game field.
Are you curious at all to see how it is after what we saw in the preseason, how it is officiated early in the year?
You know, you're not worried about how it's going to be officiated until, you know, game day. Right now you're kind of worrying about, you know, the scheme that they're going to be in. You're going to worry about the plays that we're installing right now and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, that's football for you. You know, one day it's going to be a tight game, loose game. You can't really think about that because both teams have to deal with it. You just got to go out and think about doing your assignment.
Does Coach talk about the refs that are going to be calling the game? Do you guys get any indication? And once he does, if he does he kind of break it down based on what these refs are more prone to call, so you kind of have more of an awareness of what you can and can't get away with?
Christian, how would you even know about that?
That was an easy lead. That was an easy. I just teed that up for you.
I'm just saying. There's a scouting report on everything in this game, from stadium wind patterns to cheerleader placement.
Cheerleader placement.
Where are they at?
And that's key in Miami because they're impressive.
Yeah. Washington is pretty good, too.
That's a joke.
Wait, hey, Julian,
you stepped in it a little.
Yeah, I stepped in
Does Miami still set their cheerleaders up, like, right in the visitor's area so when you walk right by them, you're preoccupied with them, hopefully? I mean, do they still do that?
I don't know. You know, I'm too busy going over the schemes and stuff on the whiteboard.
Too busy trying to figure out who the refs are.
You know, the refs. You know,
they're not quite in mid-season form in the media yet.
Who's got the hottest cheerleaders, by the way? If you just had to guess. What you hear around the league, who do you think would have the best-looking cheerleaders?
You know,
you can't say Patriots because we know they're the best.
You know, Christian, around here, we don't really think about cheerleaders. We think about the Miami Dolphins Week 1 division opening day.
Julian Edelman with us. Julian, let me ask you two personal things. First of all, Jimmy Garoppolo, if Brady should go down, do you have faith that Garoppolo can step in and pilot the ship accordingly? That's number one. And number two, the departure of Logan Mankins. Brady was on with us earlier today on Dennis and Callahan and said words to the effect of, look, I dealt with my feelings last week and I've moved on because that's what the team expects me to do. I know you like Mankins as well. Do you have a similar mindset in that regard? Can you talk about those two decisions, Mankins moving on and also Garoppolo becoming the number two quarterback?
You know, with the whole Mankins situation that happened last week, like I said last week, you know, I love the guy as a teammate, but as Tom said, we're moving on. We're thinking about Miami and the team that we have now. It is a business, so a lot of these kind of crazy things go down. And as far as, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, his job is to back up Tom Brady, so he has to worry about what he has to do. I have to worry about what I have to do, because if that situation were ever to come, that...
He knocked on wood.
There's a literal knock on wood. People probably thought you just moved your microphone. That was a literal knock on wood.
You know, that situation ever came, you know, you got to be prepared for what you have to do as an individual to make everything comfortable for anyone who comes in. So, you know, that's along with a tackle, another receiver, the kicker. I mean, injuries are part of the game, and whenever something like that goes down, you just got to be prepared to kind of do your job.
Speaking of what you have to do as an individual, you obviously had a great year last year, 100 catches, 1,000 yards. It looked like in training camp and even in some of the preseason games, you were getting down the field a little bit more. We saw some examples where you seemed to be sort of using your body to shield off defenders. Is that something you'd like to add to your game, maybe a little bit more down the field threat?
You know, I'm going to do whatever the coaching staff and coach McDaniels asked me to do. So if that's going down the field, if that's lining up at a right guard, if that's, you know, playing special teams for Scotty O, that's what you're going to do. So, you know, we'll have to see when come Sunday what my job will be to do.
Julian, go ahead, Christian.
No, I was just curious. You know, when Gronk made his announcement yesterday, I was just sitting there laughing about it because it just you just don't think that, you know, Bill's going to say, okay, go ahead and give him the green light to make his own announcement. Do you think there was some apprehension on his part whether to go out there and say it? Because it just feels like that was out of character for whenever somebody's hurt, they usually don't, you know, give the little breakdown themselves. Somebody usually does it for them.
I don't know. That's Gronk. Being Gronk, maybe. that's his situation. And I don't know if I didn't even see the clippings or anything.
He's playing Sunday. It's good for you.
Yeah, did you know he was playing? did you have an indication that he was?
You know, he's
the next thing was in the number one huddle, and he was like, "Oh, wait, are you playing?"
You know, he's been in there practicing, working hard. But like you keep on preaching around here, you kind of worry about what you have to do. If he plays, that's awesome, because that's a huge weapon, and that's, you know, probably the best tight end in the National Football League. In my opinion, but if he doesn't, you have to worry about what you have to do and go out and do your job.
That was well done.
See how he brought that together? Yeah, I like the downward.
All roads lead back.
Can we paint a picture before he leaves? Because he looks like a Patriots fan fresh off the practice fields in Washington. You have your fanny pack. And then you also, wait. I believe that's a flying squirrel's hat.
Flying squirrel.
Right by the practice field there.
I'm a squirrel trying to go out there and get nuts.
Well done.
Julian, thanks for coming by.
On the fanny pack.
Oh, yeah, go ahead with the fanny pack. Go ahead.
You know, I used to kind of make fun of my dad for wearing a fanny pack, and it's kind of in a jokingly manner that I'm wearing it.
And it's fluorescent green.
Well, it's from 1993, which was an awesome year. But when you're wearing sweats, and we have the luxury to wear sweats to work.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. So your stuff falls out of your pockets, your wallet, your keys, maybe a chapstick or two. So you have the fanny pack to kind of keep it all together.
So do you? Wear
I was a fanny pack wearing guy.
Okay, not surprised.
Okay,
I call it more of a man satchel. A man satchel. If you wear it to like the back right hip area,
it's just an exposed pocket. Really,
it kind of looks like you're going on a hike. I'm not going to wear it on
the
fanny.
It's a small backpack. Yeah, that's what it is.
Exactly. I'm not going to wear it on the fanny.
Are you convincing us, or are you convincing yourself that this is cool?
Maybe.
No, it is cool. Julian, it is cool. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, you were around in 93.
They don't have enough swag to pull it off. Now, Andy wouldn't wear it because he doesn't have that swagger. You know, you can pull it off.
I'm telling you, when you see a bunch of little kids in New England wearing fanny packs.
It's all about JE11 fanny packs. You should sell those.
No chance.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you coming by.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Julian Edelman here on a Patriots Monday.